Hey, 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 closet dwellers and bold move makers. It's me, Rick Clemens, the host of Life in Closet and the Bold Move Expert. And here in the U.S., it is the day after Thanksgiving. And lots of people out there making big, bold purchases right now, I'm sure. But as I went through the Thanksgiving celebration, I got to thinking, what are some other things that people could be doing or have done that are really bold moves? And so I went to the place where all the answers are. I went to Facebook and I posted the question, what's the boldest thing you've ever done? And I want to share some of the responses. Actually, I'm going to share quite a few responses with you because in each response, I sense a huge amount of gratitude for what somebody has done. Now, I'm not going to disclose names. I'm just going to read some of the responses. So the first one was, I think I'm doing it now, and this happens to be someone who I know is coming out of the closet. Another one was, they packed their family up and moved to Seattle to run a nonprofit. One was, taking pride in owning who I am. Another one was, lots of one-time stuff, but the boldest thing is definitely raising my kids. Then I had one guy say that he sold his car for $50 and started over. That's all he had at the time. Another one responded being a parent. Another one said she lived with a Mayan family in a small village in Guatemala who she had never met before, knew anything about, and found that they were the kindest people she'd ever met. It was a great adventure. One of my good friends actually said, hopefully my boldest move hasn't happened yet. One of my good transgender friends said, I transitioned. And then some of the other responses were left their corporate careers, to go to grad school for art, adopting a kid, which was totally worth it, believing in myself again and again and again, saved a baby from an abusive grandmother, got sober and left an abusive marriage, left for college with only $40 and no sure way of paying for it long term, quit my secure corporate career to fulfill my passion. And then one even said it was about to happen, about speaking to a group of corporate women about maybe they are sabotaging themselves by not being truly authentic and stepping up to earn their place at the table. And all of these responses reminded me that each and every day, in every way, we all make bold moves, but we tend to forget that we're doing them. Every day we make these bold choices. It could be a bold move just to get out of bed in the morning when you're feeling completely depressed. So no matter what, I want you to just reflect. I know some of you may not be in the U.S. and have experienced a Thanksgiving, but I'm inviting you into a space of gratitude here because to me, when we're in the space of gratitude, that is when we can begin to unlock so many closet doors. And I want you to think about over the last week, maybe month, maybe 6 months, year, 2 years, what's a bold move that you've made? And as soon as you think about it, whether it be leaving a corporate career to start your own business and learning lots about yourself, or deciding you're going to have a child, or truly stepping into a space of saying, you know what, I can no longer do what I'm doing. I've got to make a change. Because in the bold move is when the life uncloseted begins, and true gratitude can step forward for being who you truly are. So I'm just going to let you sit and think on that for just a little bit. What would it be like for you to step boldly forward and do the thing you want to do, to step into that place where you feel like you're unshackled, you're released, you're uncloseted from a belief that you can't go and be and show up in the world the way you're meant to? And then how would that feel? What kinds of gratitude and confidence and trust in yourself would you begin to have just because you allowed yourself to do the thing you really, truly want to do? So that's it. That's this week's Riff and Rant, the day after Thanksgiving here in the United States. And I hope that the beautiful joys of being grateful and thankful for whatever is going on in your life emanate across the globe through the airwaves of this podcast. I'm Rick Clemens, the Big Bold Move expert, the coming out guy, and the guy that wants you to always never stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping into living your life uncloseted. Take care, everyone, and we'll catch you in just a couple of days with another awesome interview on Life Uncloseted.